escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, Atlanta. And I'm talking about you, the Bats of the Braves, because you suck again. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she's the Queen of Tofu, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, although she might not be proudly wearing the crown today. And the worst top five 4th of July lists in the history of top five lists, Miss Allie Mack. And he's DJ Vanilla. His girlfriend runs his life, and he only does things when she gives him permission. Mr. Dylon Matthews. Our forces combined, we make up the greatest sports talk show in Atlanta history.
I feel like I came through that rather unscathed.
You did.
I mean, for the first time ever. Like, I feel like I just came through there unscathed. I'm feeling pretty good about it. He did read the accolades like an auctioneer, which I'm fine with. But then he really turned on you guys. So it was a little bit off the top rope right there.
The worst top five list of all time.
Yeah, no, just 4th of July.
Okay, I'm pretty sure it's the only one.
Yeah. I got to tell you guys, and just it kind of feeds into this. I did a individual Which One Wednesday for the three of you today. Mm-hmm. Each of y'all have like four questions. And that, you know,
what do you mean individual? Can you?
Yeah, like I'm going to ask you a specific question.
And only me?
Yeah, and only you. And then I'm going to ask Allie a specific question. And I was cackling earlier today thinking about these questions.
Cackling, huh?
Yes, cackling. Yeah. I was losing it. So
I'm very intrigued about these questions.
But Bo's intros for y'all just fed into it because now the vitriol can amperage up a little bit.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I know Allie's definitely going to get put on the spot with some questions today. She's,
you know what?
She's going to feel like she's offending somebody.
Hold on. I obviously I mean this respectfully, but good. Because she's kind of put us on the spot a few times.
That was,
kind
I texted her yesterday.
And kind
said,
of charged, you know, she's made some charges at throwing us out there on islands and making us either throw people under the bus or each other. Yep. And now the shoe is on the other foot.
There's a beauty in being the person that asks the questions.
Oh, I know.
Yes. So when I got the text from Mike yesterday that was like, I'm going to write the questions tomorrow for Which One Wednesday with a little devil emoji. Yeah. It's like, uh-oh. We're all in big trouble.
I won't go too hard, but there's a couple that I was crying laughing.
I'm going to stand with Allie this morning because,
y'all are on the same island right now, I believe.
Exactly. So I'm gonna make friends with Allie on this island. Because I'm happy that she's here to keep you all on your toes and ask you the questions that, you know, may or may not make you uncomfortable at times.
The funny thing is it doesn't matter who asks the questions. It's always the same. I seem to be the one put, you know, on an island, and I'm kind of fighting for myself or having to call someone out. And that's okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's got to be the bad guy.
Can we talk about Allie's shirt today?
Go for it.
Check that thing out.
I've waited 80 games. I'm like the lady in Titanic.
It's been, you know, what's funny? You know the funny thing is I all I can see is a face and the number 7 on the hat. I didn't know who the hell it was.
There you go.
It's Dirksen, Profar, and just the people out there understand. I think that's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome stuff,
but,
man.
But that's the part about it to me is dude wasn't here long enough to remember his number.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Because I know Frank Gore wore 7, I believe, at one point.
At what point did you buy that shirt, or were this shirt bought for you?
This might have been sent to my husband.
Yeah, okay.
I asked him last night, I was like, do you know where your Dirksen Profar shirt is? I need to wear it tomorrow.
You got to put the good vibes out.
Ironed and on.
We've got to get the mojo going at Truist Park.
I'm not
going
to lie, when I first peeked over and looked at his shirt, I thought it was Ozzy. Not even going to lie, kind of looked like Ozzy.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of looked like Ozzy. I was like, I know it's not Ozzy, I know it's Dirksen, but it kind of looks like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of all of that, we do have to get into the Braves. First, I want to let you know that 6:20 today, we are handing out another superlative for the Falcons opponents. Today we're going to be tackling the toughest places that the Falcons will have to play this season. So Mike and Bo will kind of discuss, debate where that's going to be. Again, 7:40. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a bloodbath with Which One Wednesday for Mic'd Up. So I'm nervous, but it should be fun for you. That's at 7:40. As far as the Braves, apparently Andy Bunker sitting behind home plate was not the good luck charm I thought it might be last night. It's always fun to see someone back there, though.
Yes.
But Braves lost 4-0 to the Angels. Not Grant Holmes' fault. He only allowed 3 hits and recorded 10 strikeouts in 6 innings. That 8th inning is what broke open. A Joe Adell hit off Dylan Lee, drove in Mike Trout, and Jorge Soler added a 2-run double. Of course, he did it for the Angels. Not when he was with us. But Michael Harris did get a hit. And like we were mentioning, Jurickson Profar will return today after that 80-game suspension.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but when Michael Harris gets the triple in what I believe was the 5th inning, I just it's so unfortunate because I immediately had bad thoughts. I was like, they're going to find a way not to score, even though he gets a leadoff triple in the 5th inning. I just immediately was like, you know what? I don't have any faith that they can get this guy home.
You know what's funny is, did you watch Michael Harris's first at bat?
Yes.
He took a call strike down the middle, took a borderline pitch that was a ball. I think he fouled one off, took another borderline pitch that was a ball, and I was like, oh, he's taking pitches. Mm-hmm. Like, he's what? And I almost tweeted, and I don't want to do it because I don't want to be, I'm not going to be that guy, but I almost tweeted, that's the best at bat I've seen from him in like 3 months.
Yeah, flies out on a 2-2 count.
Yep. Yeah, but it was a good at bat.
Yeah.
Like he had, and I didn't quite go into detail with the other at bats as much as that very first one. I just wanted to see his approach, and his approach for the first time in a long time, I was like, that's good.
Yeah.
Apparently no one else took that approach. Ronnie is, and I remember I mentioned, I brought up, and I was, and look, Acuna is the least of our worries, right? But I brought up Acuna's numbers in that series, and I'm trying to find them over the weekend, I think it was. Yeah, I know his last 5 games, he was 3-for-15. Well, now he's 3-for-19 and with 11 strikeouts in that span. He's hitting us a little slump, and that's the one guy you can't have slump.
You know what I thought about when I saw the strikeouts happening last night? It was like, what if we because the score was nothing. We got nothing. What if we took the lineup and everyone's at-bats and reordered it the way Mike would want that lineup to go? And we could see if some runs would have happened with Ronald in a different spot in the lineup.
And one of the keys to just the reworking of the lineup and what we were talking about the other day was obviously Jurickson Profar. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you. I kept thinking last night, is this the perfect opportunity to just throw a wrench into things and see what happens? The bottom line is, though, it wouldn't have helped anything yesterday. When Ronnie's swinging the way he's swinging, and you mentioned Ronnie, and I mentioned Michael Harris is at bat, Ronnie comes up and strikes out on 3 pitches. And it's just all of a sudden things for him seem to be going south, and he's always going to break out of it. I don't want to go too much further without mentioning Austin Riley, though, with a great night at the plate. And this is what he's been throughout his career in the month of July. He's been extremely hot. He's done different things. It's just by far the best month of his career. And he decided to go ahead and start it on July 1st, which is awesome to see. But, again, the right people not put in the right situations, and you end up wasting that Grant Holmes start, which we didn't think yesterday at this point that he was going to be making that start. But then you rework things, and you slide him in there, and you still lose the game.
Yeah, it's – if I hear And the starting pitching thing from anybody, media fans, I'm just going to lose my mind, because the starting pitching is not, it's not ideal that you have Grant Holmes, Didier Fuentes, and then Bryce Elder make back-to-back-to-back starts. However, Grant Holmes has been really good.
Really good.
And I know Elder's been up and down, and he's had three or four game stretches where he's phenomenal, and then he's had three or four game stretches where he's not. But I keep going back to spring where we were talking about Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, and A.J. Smith-Shawver fighting for the fifth spot, remember? Yep. It was really the 4-5 because Strider was going to miss a couple weeks. It's just, and I listened to Dylan a little bit talk about this, like, the starting pitching, but the ineptitude of this offense has destroyed this team. And it is continuing to destroy this team. It doesn't matter what Didier Fuentes does. If the Braves go out there and do exactly what they did last night, you will lose. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what Bryce Elder does. If the Braves go out there and do what they did last night, you will lose. And offensively, they've done that last night more than they've scored 8 runs. Or 5 runs, I think, for that matter. It's just been awful.
They've been shut out 3 times in the last 5 games, and brought this up the other day. We were at a point last season where the non-shutout streak got to 182. And then all of a sudden it snapped last year, and it's like, oh, well, you know, it's – and then you end up having it down to your injuries back and forth. And now to think about that they've been shut out 3 times in the last 5 games is just – it's unthinkable when you think about the talent that, you know, kind of is in this lineup from top to bottom. It doesn't even seem possible. And the injuries are not a thing right now. It's just – I don't think there could – I don't think you could be more desperate for Jerks and Profar to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's – like, I don't – There was a couple of new lows to me hit yesterday when you talk about Tyler Anderson just dominating you at the plate. And just, I'll tell you another thing about that fifth inning when Michael Harris gets on third to start the inning. They attacked Ronald Acuna, and they stayed away from Matt Olson. It's mm-hmm. just something I never thought I'd see. And obviously that's the way to go right now, because you throw 3 pitches to him in the zone, and he can't hit him, and he doesn't make contact. And it's a three strikeout. And then Matt Olson comes up, you pitch away from him, away from him, away from him, and then you intentionally walk him on a 3-0 count. It was crazy. I was like, whoa, what happened?
Ronald knows he can't hit a grand slam with there's one guy on base or with nobody on base. And I think – and almost I'm almost watching him at bat, his at-bats. Like, he's trying to be – it feels like he's putting it all on his shoulders. Like, hey, I'm got to go do this every time I come up. He's been so good since he's come back. So to see him in this stretch with 11 strikeouts in his last like 19 at bats is not ideal. It's awful. Yeah, it sucks.
It just doesn't feel like at any point this season we've gotten everyone firing on the same cylinder. Like, it's just not happening.
And Marcell Ozuna looks hurt. I know that he felt his hamstring last night, but I'm just talking about his power.
Yeah,
he'll turn on. He'll be like, whoa! Oh man, that's like. Not even the warning track.
I really feel like with Profar back, that this might be a great time to give him a couple of weeks off.
I mean, what? I don't think you can. I think you just need him. Hold on, hear me out. I know what you're saying, and I think you're right, but I don't think you can.
I don't think you can afford to keep him in the lineup right now, but the way he's swinging the bat.
But here's the deal. You're going to have to take one of the catchers and DH them, and then that means if one of those guys gets hurt,
I think what I would do is I would let Ronnie DH every few days or a couple of times and let somebody else play right field.
So now I got Verdugo or Eli White out there.
Okay, you've been dealing with that all year.
That's the whole point of getting Profar back.
Here's the thing. Marcell Ozuna is giving you nothing. And all it's going to do is extend way on down the road if you keep making him play injured.
Well,
so I'm going to make an investment right now to give him a 10-day stretch on the IL or whatever it may be. And I'll worry about that when he comes back. It can't be any worse. Lord knows.
I'm sorry. He has to play. I just need his name there and the fear of his name there. Even if you move him down the lineup, because he's only DHing, he's not really running the bases at all. Because every time he gets on base, it's late in the game and they pinch run for him. But I can't have Verdugo playing anymore. I just can't. I can't have Verdugo. I can't have Stuart Fairchild or Eli White on a regular basis out there. I mean, because you take a couple of weeks and rest him, that couple weeks might cost you everything. And you might, it might already be too late.
I was going to say, I think I'm already past that point.
Well, as of right now, Didier Fuentes will be on the mound tonight, but I'm sure they'll change that as soon as we get off the air today. And coming up, the Falcons have a lot of tough road games this season, which is the most difficult. A lot of factors going into this conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ellie Mack, and Dylan. We appreciate you spending your morning with us. You can take us with you wherever you go via the Odyssey app. Feel free to also reach out on Twitter. You can find us at 929 Morning Shift. And these two gentlemen in the studio with me, Mike over here with his offensive lineman days with the Falcons, and Bo with his extensive work with the Atlanta Falcons radio network, traveling with the team. No duo knows more about the Falcons, the interworkings of this team in morning radio, Atlanta radio, really. So when they tackle these superlatives that we do, their opinions carry some weight. And with that in mind, today we are picking back up these superlatives for the Falcons opponents this season. This time, guys, we are doing the toughest places to play. So let's start going through them.
Yeah. And I think I speak for Bo when included in these. We talk about the difficulty of the opponent, at least historically. You don't ever know going into the season. One of the toughest things to do is look at a schedule and say how hard the schedule is going into the year. You can't foresee injuries and other things going on with most teams. And there's always a team that jumps up in the NFL and just hits things at the right stretch. But this was an intriguing list to go through for me because I actually haven't played. I've only played at probably half these stadiums for away games. And I don't know if injury was a part of it or the fact that I just hit the rotation at the right time. But Obviously, playing at all these division opponents, absolutely. But outside of that, only playing at New York, and there was one other one that I have actually been a part of in terms of non-division opponents. So Bo actually has been to every stadium in the NFL and has seen all these games in different circumstances and carries a lot of weight with that one as well.
I have been able to go to all these places, most of them multiple times. Gillette Stadium is the only one that I think on our list, on our away games this year, that I've only been to once, and I don't count Olympic Stadium in Berlin on there because that's a wild card. I don't even know how to rank that one.
Yeah.
Because I think when you look at it all, and break it down and realistically, that'll be the toughest place to play because you're traveling across the world. The team you're playing is an unknown at this point in time, and you're going to have 75,000 people in there cheering probably the entire time with chants and everything because it's a I know there are Falcons fans in Germany. There's even a group of Falcons fans that travel over from Germany, I feel like, every year, for and they do a couple of games. But I don't know. That unknown of that game with the travel from going, because I think you're going to go to, you play in Foxborough and Gillette Stadium the week before, then you're going to come home, spend a couple of days, and then you're going to go to Germany. Yeah. So that schedule is going to be brutal. And with that, with the unknown of the travel unknown, with the crowd probably being raucous the entire time, I don't really know where to go with that one.
Yeah, I think that you would probably join me in saying that when I started this list, that one of these away games stood out as having a possibly great opponent and a great home atmosphere at the same time.
Yeah, one in particular.
Yeah, go ahead with it.
Minnesota.
Yes, there's no doubt about that. And I never personally played in Minnesota, and of course, different stadium back then anyways. But I remember distinctly all my teammates that had been around, the Todd McClures and Tyson Klebos of the world, would ooh and aah every time we would turn on the film and the Minnesota Vikings home stadium would be on the film and we were watching an opponent. They would talk about the fact that the Vikings were a terrible place to play for opposing teams. And they always ranked it as like number one in terms of hardest places to play. And now the Minnesota Vikings, obviously a very talented football team.
Yeah, it's U.S. Bank Stadium now. It was the Metrodome when you got in the league. And then it became, they played at the University of Minnesota for 2 years. I think it was 2 years. I remember that was probably one of the worst. That was one of the worst games at the college stadium because the entire offensive line seemingly went down.
Oh, they did.
I mean, Levine Tololo was playing right tackle.
I'll never forget it. I was watching it on TV, and I think that was the year that Mike Tice was our offensive line coach.
Yeah, it was 2014.
So that's obviously a big game for him going home. And I thought, how ironic that Mike Tice is making his return back to Minnesota with an offensive line that only has four offensive linemen left.
I think it was Jake at left tackle. I know it was Jake at left tackle. That was his rookie year. And then I think, didn't Joe get hurt in that game?
Joe either got hurt in the game or was hurt, and then Peter Kahn's got hurt in that game as well, I think.
And so did, I believe it was Ryan Schrader at that point at right tackle. Or maybe it was
that
Lamar.
That might have been Lamar Jackson.
Lamar Holmes, you mean?
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. All I could think of was Lamar Holmes' nickname, which we called him Puddin'.
You know, it's funny.
I wanted to get that.
We have a guy at the golf club that we call Puddin'.
Puddin'.
So I actually had that as two though on my list.
Interesting.
Because I am 0-2 in that building, but the COVID year we went there right after Raheem took over for Dan Quinn, and that was obviously a COVID game, and the Falcons won. So in the Falcons tenure since that building is open, they're actually 1-2 in that building. I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, go ahead. So you got that one on your list.
Superdome's one. Superdome is one for me. And here's the deal. This is the Superdome has been open. The Caesars Superdome has been open since 1975. Okay. But I only went back to 2006, which was the Katrina game,
right?
The first game after Katrina. Since then, The Falcons are 5-14 in that building.
Mm.
And I have seen, I have been on the road for, I think, 3 of those.
Yeah.
And I've been traveling since 12.
I'm trying to think. I know that in 12, and you were obviously there for this one, it's the same game that I scored a touchdown in. I think we were undefeated going into that game.
It's true.
And I'll never forget that weekend because I was paying attention to – that was also the same weekend that Bama lost to Johnny Manziel in Tuscaloosa. And I remember thinking, man, this could have been such a great weekend. I scored a touchdown, and I still have this sick feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Oh, gosh. What makes the Superdome so difficult?
You know, I don't really know. They actually – and this is not going to be a popular opinion because, Lord knows, I hate the New Orleans Saints just as much as anybody, but I think they actually have a good set of traditions in that place that most people don't realize about.
It's amazing to me that before Katrina, that team was about to be moved. Nobody wants to remember it. They were doing a move to San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
It was a big deal, and people can argue this all they want. I remember they were having serious talks, and so much to the fact that when Katrina hit, many people thought they would never ever play another game in New Orleans.
Yeah, I remember thinking. I remember people saying that's just going to give them the excuse to make the move.
Yeah. And I think the NFL kind of forced their hand to come back. I don't know that for sure, but I know that they come back. And it's – first off, it's a rivalry game.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want an unpopular opinion? Their crowd is really good.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing where a player walks out in the middle of the field and does the hoot at, and then they –
yeah.
You know, That's intense.
They every time they play, every time they score, they play the Yin Yang Twins song, which is weird because they're an Atlanta-based group, and so it's why they play the Yin Yang Twins. But they have a song, and they get rowdy. They're a bunch of drunk Cajuns, Allie. I'm not trying to be hateful, but to call a spade, they're a bunch of drunk Cajuns. They get rowdy. They make noise the entire time. The place is very loud. And it creates an atmosphere.
Yeah, not to confuse anybody with our friends down at Echo Park Speedway, but it is sort of an echo chamber.
Yeah,
in that place. And I think it's interesting too because it's like we started off talking about with this conversation. You have to almost weigh the opponents and the strength of the opponent along with how loud that building can be and how good the fan base can be. And I think there's the three we've already mentioned are interesting for all of those different reasons. Minnesota should be a good team, and it's always a good crowd. We don't know what we're getting from Indianapolis, but the travel involved and what that game will be over in Germany makes that tough. And then it's like you said, historically, at least over the last 20 years, New Orleans has been a house of horrors for the Atlanta Falcons. Add on the fact that they have a good crowd, and that rounds out your top three, I think, in terms of what you think about this schedule. I think the rest of the ones after that, which we're obviously going to discuss throughout the show, I think you start weighing game time. I think you start weighing travel when it comes to that. I think, you know, obviously how good the opponent can be or will be, the health of the players. I think those top three, though, the ones that we've already mentioned, I think they kind of deserve their own place at the top of the shelf in terms of difficulty this season.
Well, and I know we got to go to break. That Sunday night game in week 2 in Minnesota could catapult it to 1 on the list.
Yeah, it's 1 for me right now.
While being a late November game for the New Orleans one could move it down. Levi's Stadium. Yeah, I've been there 3 times, I believe. We're 1-2 in that time frame there. That's a Sunday night game. That's not an easy game. So remember, you're traveling, and then you're going to sit across the country. Then you're going to sit all day in a hotel and go play in a raucous crowd because they're going to be up because that's an early game too. That's middle of October.
Well, we got to put a pin on this for now. We're going to get back into this conversation later on in the show. There's obviously a lot of factors that go into finding the toughest opponent, toughest place to play. We'll do that around 8:20. But coming up, a tight end is coming out of retirement to join the Giants. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got my Allie Mack drop. I would love to highlight the biggest dental crown ever created, probably the size of a baseball. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. Now, Dolphins are trading a conditional 2026 sixth-round pick to the Giants for a 2027 seventh-round pick and tight end Darren Waller, who is coming out of retirement.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to take some time off from his, rap career and all the videos he's been putting out on that front, which good for him. It's interesting to say the least. I do remember when Darren Waller decided he was going to retire and not play football anymore. Some of the interviews he was doing, I don't know if you guys have seen this kind of resurface over the last couple of days, but he's basically saying, you know, in this offense, I've been playing fullback. And when I'm leading up through the hole, hitting a linebacker, and I'm a tight end, he was a captain of the team and a Pro Bowl tight end. And he's kind of wondering, he's like, what am I doing with my life? You know, where I'm just leading with my head and blocking people and getting banged up. And he was like, man, this is just not what I signed up for in terms of playing tight end in the NFL. So he decides to hang him up. And I find that interesting to say the least, because when you look at, you know, the offense that he's going to in Miami, it was obviously handpicked by him. And he's like, you know what? If I was ever going to come out of retirement, that's the place I would want to go. Obviously, I think it's a big pickup for the Miami Dolphins, and at least you get a draft pick out of something that you didn't even think was possible just a couple of months ago.
I remember when he wrote a rap song about Kelsey Plum.
Yeah.
I mean, how far we've come since.
Have you seen any of his music videos he's been posting?
No.
They've been all over the gram.
No, I don't. I've not. But I'm glad he's coming back, because I did feel like we kind of didn't get to watch. We could have got more out of him and watched more of him making great plays. I think it's going to be fun to watch him in Mike McDaniel's offense with Tua.
Yeah.
I hope for the best for him. I hope the Dolphins lose on whenever they come to Atlanta.
Sure.
Because now we got to play him. I remember that.
Yeah, I know.
Now we got to figure out how to cover Darren Waller, what Darren Waller will he be? I think he's only retired for a year, right?
Yeah.
Only one season.
I was trying to decide if I thought that he was actually, you know, when all is said and done, is like, is he an upgrade over Jonnu Smith down there? I think he might be. Like, prime Darren Waller, I think, is better than prime Jonnu Smith. I don't know which version you're getting.
No, there's no doubt of that.
But I think that it's just tough to say. Jonnu Smith coming off a Pro Bowl a year. It's an interesting thing. And I just wonder if, in the end, if Miami knew that this was going to be a possibility, if they already had this in their back pocket before they made the trade. And I have to think they did.
Oh, absolutely. I feel like this was definitely something that they had, they'd already discussed.
Yeah.
They knew that this was they probably talked to, you know, Darren Waller's people. I just wonder how this deal worked. That's what I really want to know, is how the inner workings. Because the Giants, technically, if they'd have talked to Darren Waller without the Giants' permission, it would have been tampering.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, his rights belong to the Giants.
It's such a weird little... It is, man. I don't remember anything like this happening in the NFL. It's a head-scratcher. But, and like I said, man, he's been making music. Good for him. I'm going to be careful the way I say this because I don't want to sound like a hater. It's just not my cup of tea, the videos he's been putting out. But, you know, nonetheless, he'll have to take some time off from that and make sure he's back in playing shape. But I'm sure he will.
Doesn't make you a hater not to enjoy everything everyone
does.
That's
why I said it like that.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, moving on to the Bucks, they are signing Miles Turner to a four-year, $107 million deal. But to do this, they're waiving Damian Lillard and stretching the remaining $113 million left on his contract.
I have no words. And it was funny on our, you know, kind of show group text, these news pieces coming through yesterday, and you're like, oh, wow, Miles Turner. Wait, huh? What? And then it's like right afterwards, they've waived Dame Lillard. They're going to pay him $25 million or whatever it is for the next 5 years. You're like, what is going on?
Well, the reality is Dame turns 35 middle of this month, and he ain't playing all next year. In other words, he won't step back on an NBA court until he's 36 years old. So you're kind of and an Achilles injury at that age. I mean, we didn't think Kirk Cousins could play quarterback we didn't know if he could with an Achilles at that age. Mm-hmm. So imagine an NBA player, which is, I think it's probably a lot more taxing on Dame's Achilles than it was Kirk's. So I understand the sentiment of moving on from an older player, but the stretching it out and using it to sign Miles Turner, and I don't expect them, Dylan, to go. You don't run your organization through star players. Do you talk to star players about plans? Yes, especially with one that you're trying to desperately keep. However, if you ask Giannis and he's like, well, I think you got to keep him, I'm not sure if I'm doing that because I'm not sure I'm keeping a 36-year-old player who I don't know if ever will play again. That money, I would rather just go ahead and stretch. I don't blame them for the move. I blame them for who they signed to replace it.
Yeah, it felt like that. We knew Miles Turner was going to get a bag, especially with the run Indiana made, and he was a crucial part of that run for sure. It seems like, again, and I know Chris B. Haynes reported that Giannis wasn't reportedly happy with the move. I agree with what you said, Bo. I think it would have been bad business to keep Damian Lillard for all the reasons that you mentioned. But I'm not and again, I don't know if they check with Giannis or not, if they talk to him. I hope they did at least talk to him about what their plan was. And then if he wasn't happy with it after you explained it to him, then that is what it is. You kind of have to bite that bullet. But I don't know. It just seems like the direction the Bucks are going is just very confusing. It's like, all right, we want to save money, but at the same time, we want to be good. It's just like they're trying to have their cake and eat it too almost, and it's just not working out for them so far.
I think we can all agree, though, that the one person who came out on top of this is Dame Lillard. Like,
oh, absolutely. absolutely.
Hey, man, you just go sit over there. Here's $20 million a year until the year 2030, and you just post up for
a little bit. And then when he's able to come back, he can go to, if he wants to, quote-unquote, ring chase, he can, and he can sign with whatever team, and he probably will take a lesser deal because he's already getting that money from the Bucks.
He can't sign with the Bucks, though, right?
No, like, he can't. He cannot sign with the Bucks.
Like, just doubles down on us being nuts.
Right? I think he was going to get it anyway. I think Miles Turner's the one that won here. Because Miles Turner just got a $110 million contract. The biggest loser is the Pacers because now they don't have Miles Turner or Halliburton, and I mean, they just Actually, the biggest winner might be the Hawks, because that completely, to me, takes the Pacers and puts them in that, I mean, maybe just play in. I mean, they went from game seven with a chance to win to you might not make the playoffs.
But I also remember the Hawks could have gotten the Bucks draft pick next year, so that's another thing.
I mean, I still don't think.
I don't think this. Well, yeah, but I they also had the Pelicans.
I know, that's my point. But if there was ever a downside for the Hawks, that was probably the one.
I don't think this makes the Bucks that much better. I don't. Nah. I think they're in trouble.
They're still a mid team in my eyes.
Well, someone else who is getting paid is SGA. He got a 4-year, $285 million extension. Now has the richest annual salary in NBA history.
I don't think it kicks in like to like 27 because the extension part of it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean to sound be like whatever, but whatever. The guy's an MVP. He just won an NBA title. That's what they get paid. If you're, you know, it's that's this was like. You know, when you get hired somewhere and you have to do the paperwork, this has to be done. This was something that had to be done no matter what. Standard operating procedure, really.
And Ding, by the way, this is how it's supposed to work in sports. The guy who's the best player in the league should make the most money in the league. And that's just like, you know, remember before the NFL lockout, which I was, you know, obviously in the league for, it used to be like Sam Bradford would get drafted and be like the highest paid player in league history. Like, that's not how it's supposed to work. It is supposed to be, and I don't think it's just the NBA. I'd have to go look, but I'm pretty sure it's the highest average annual value of the major four sports, not including like Major League Soccer, who obviously they have outliers when it comes to that kind of thing. But it's an insane amount of money. But when you win an MVP and you're able to pull your team to a title, this is how finances should work in major pro sports.
Yeah. There's no disagreement.
That's the first time since you've been here that Bo's like, you know what? I don't have a rebuttal
You're
for that.
You're right.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. People that earn money should get it, and people that haven't earned it should have to earn it.
I love it.
That's the world I live in. That's the world, I mean, whether you think it's right or wrong, that's the world I want to live in.
Yep.
And I would never, you know, have a microphone in my face and tell someone that they're only 99% right because they have a contract, you know, like Shamar Stewart.
Well, do you want to live in a world where a baseball-sized crown, dental crown, exists?
No.
I've got my Google fingers ready
for
whatever this is about to be.
I tweeted it out from the 929 okay. Morning Shift Twitter account if you want to check it out. Dr. Grace Brown just performed surgery to put in the largest dental crown in history. I'm pretty sure when Dr. Grace was going through school, she might not have ever expected this situation to come up, but she needed to take care of a 6-year-old patient named Tundra. Now, I should probably tell you, Tundra is a brown bear.
Okay. I was like, what are we talking about, dude?
Tundra weighs 800 pounds, and Dr. Grace is a veterinary dentist. So Tundra has been living at the Duluth, Minnesota Zoo for almost his entire life. So Dr. Grace has worked with him before. She actually gave him a root canal last year, but Tundra re-injured this specific tooth. So they came up with a silver-colored titanium crown for Tundra, first of its kind ever, to hopefully fix this problem. Never have to deal with this issue again. The surgery took about an hour. But here's the thing. Picture this. This surgery required the zoo's armed response team to be present the whole time. So Dr. Grace is working on Tundra, and there's literally guns within arm's reach, just in case he starts to wake up. Because this happened in the past. There was a dentist that was performing a surgery on a tiger. Tiger started waking up. Wasn't a good situation.
Oh, no.
Somebody get their hand
coming out of sedation.
Yep,
like,
and just whiskers of the tiger, and then lost it a little bit. I think an arm was injured. So,
an arm was injured. Okay, yeah, sure.
I did
an
some
arm
research.
Went. You Defining. Have
mangled.
Mangled.
I did some research on the tooth for a brown bear.
Okay.
The one they had to replace, so it was the front one right up front, the big fangs. This brown bear tooth runs between 5 to 6 centimeters, so 2 to 2.5 inches in length, about 7 to 10 centimeters along the curve. That's basically 3 to 4 inches. This is the biggest silver tooth you're ever going to see in a mouth.
I just Googled it. I mean,
he's got bling.
Yeah. Like, you can see the people working on it. I'm serious. Like, I can see a reflection. There's a mask and, you know, like.
Tell you what, and Tundra had a root canal last year.
Yes.
Tundra needs to lay off.
Poor Or okay? Tundra.
I don't know what tundra's been.
You eat rotten meat, you get rotten teeth.
I mean, golly, man. I hope I never have to see this tooth in person. Let me just say that.
You don't want to see it?
No. Obviously you see bears in an enclosure, sure, but I'm talking about getting up close enough to actually see this tooth. I think I'm solid
on
that. Is
a brown bear considered a grizzly bear?
I'm not sure.
I don't think they're the same thing.
Because a black bear is not. I always heard black bear, you can intimidate. Brown bear, don't look in the eyes. And a white bear, you run.
Mm. Yeah, what is it? Is it brown, lay down? Black?
I'm sure there's something
black,
like that.
Get back? Or I don't know.
Yeah, black, fight back. Brown, lay down. White, say goodnight.
That's okay.
There it is. Yes, I definitely don't want to see a polar bear with a silver
tooth. Dylan's been hiking in the Appalachians, apparently.
What I'm picturing, though, is when the school year picks back up and they start having field trips and these kids get to go to the zoo and this bear is just like smiling
Dude,
at
all
them.
All I can think about is Joe Pesci in Home Alone.
By the way,
here it is.
Brown bear is a grizzly bear.
Well, hold on a second.
Okay.
You're right, but not all brown bears are grizzly bears.
Ooh,
that's what I just read.
Huh.
Grizzly is just it's like the hot tub jacuzzi debate, you know?
Grizzly bears and brown bears are the same species. I'm not going to say the actual thing. But grizzly bears are currently considered to be a separate subspecies. So it's like a subcategory of brown bears.
Like I said, it's the hot tub jacuzzi thing where all jacuzzis are hot tubs, but not all hot tubs are jacuzzis.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like squares and rectangles. Yeah. Like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles.
There you go. There you go. I'm glad we could sum that up for the people this morning.
But now I'm trying to figure out what the difference in a grizzly bear and just a regular brown bear are. Because like...
I'm surprised that this is what has caught your attention. We're talking about a crown.
A four-inch silver tooth.
Allie, this is what happens to me. I'll start on project A, and then project D will just pop out of nowhere, or E, and I'm like, well, I was just trying to cut the grass. Yeah. Why am I back here, painting my deck?
That's
like,
how
I had
my
no
wife
clue.
Is. My wife stepped across me yesterday as I'm doing tile, and she's like, you think I can go ahead and start the wallpaper? I'm like, I didn't even put the grout down. Like, would you just calm down for a second? Like, just chill out.
Well, if you would like to see Tundra's silver tooth, it is posted on the Morning Shift Twitter. It's at 929 Morning Shift. Coming up, the NFL Top 100 list is out. We've got a guy on this list, but... is he ranked too low? We're going to talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.